Thank you, Mrs. Al-Nashif. Good morning, everybody. My name is Vagif Sadykhov, and I'm the permanent representative of Azerbaijan to the UN office in Geneva. First of all, I would like to thank the committee for inviting me to moderate this first panel of this session, which is, of course, a big honor for me, as for the representative of a country which is committed to further developing the role and values of sport as an important element of our overall social policy design, its implementation and monitoring, including also through the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals. It's also a privileged opportunity for me to meet so many devoted people from many countries, UN entities, academia, private sector, NGOs, sport associations, united around a shared objective of making this world a better place through utilizing the great potential for sport and for development, as envisaged in Agenda 2030. There is a broad consensus today amongst various health stakeholders that Agenda 2030, together with a number of other important multilateral documents, provides a solid base for sport policy development capable of being translated into measurable implementation. So, dear colleagues, today we have nine panelists, yes, nine or maybe eight, depending on one video message that we're going to have. In this session, which is called Policy Coherence Around Global Action Plans on Physical Activity, Sport, and Sport for Development and Peace, who are the distinguished professionals in their own areas of activity, representing various UN action plans, cross-cutting dimensions, and multilateral frameworks. Before we go immediately into the presentations, I would like to ask kindly each of the panelists to very briefly introduce themselves. So we better start from this, from that part of the panel. We have today a very good balance, gender balance. It's even not the balance, but it's a sort of a positive inclination into one part. But that's good. This is actually what we claim to happen. Yeah, okay, madam, please.